Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm from Mali. Being desolate is the same as being rich. Cause government resources are far from our reach. Corruption is plentiful and threat can roam the streets. While at home we suffer with these arrested hours. Being a good girl is the same as being a bitch. Cause preachers prey on young girls and hide it when they preach. The child and innocence is at stake of being extinct. Best cause and the best life, all the world is a purgatory. No fear, no fear. No fear, no fear, it's not fear. No fear, no fear, fear. I'm from the ghetto.
Good morning, good morning. And well, I should say good afternoon to the people of South Africa. Let me try if I can say this. Molo, Sakubona, to all the South African people. That was in Zulu and Xhosa. So let's try. But thank you so much for listening. You can follow me on twitter.com/JoyKeys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, send me an email. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. Wow, past 400,000 downloads of the show. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Really appreciate all your support. I hope you learned something, and I hope you had fun listening. Well, today, awesome, awesome talent. The Muffins are on, two of the Muffins. I hope to one day meet all of them. And I have a wonderful host with me, Ketty. She's a beautiful singer from South Africa as well. But today on the line, Sipiso and KK from The Muffins. Thank you guys for calling in. And thank you, everybody. So we got the time difference mixed up. For all the South Africans, I apologize. We thought it was 3, but it's really 4. So if you're still there, thank you for listening. Also, your friends. So let's start off like in the beginning for you guys. So KK, how did you guys how did you get started in the music business? Okay, so
Muffins.
Start with you. How did you get started in the music business?
But feel this, take it.
Start with you,
okay. So can I like take the question?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So basically what happened is three of us, we sort of always knew each other, you know, from church or from playing with other bands, you know, session musicians or, you know. But three of us studied together at the University of Johannesburg.
Okay.
And we were studying totally different things, you know, like from economics to accounting to communication to, you know, you name it.
Yeah.
And so that wasn't our thing, you and I. So that's where we met. We decided to form a little band, you know, and we were doing gigs for the university just to make some extra money. And, yeah, we decided to take it a bit serious, man, when we entered a Battle of the Bands competition at Cool Runnings. And we did very well with that, and we decided to, like, let's take it further, you know?
Mm.
Yeah.
So you're the drummer in the band, right?
You're talking to Siso.
Yeah.
Siso is the guitarist. KK is the drummer of the band.
KK is the drummer, okay. So, but all of you seem to play guitar. I seen the video, and you guys were playing the guitar, like, four of you.
Three of us, two of us play electric guitar. We've got one acoustic guitar, we've got one bass guitar, and we've got a drum kit.
Mm.
We don't have keys in our band, which is the one thing, I think, that stands out.
Mm-hmm.
Did you
want to
ask them something?
No, I mean, they put themselves in. The Muffins are a niche kind of band because it's exploring the acoustic side, which is, I guess, very country or folky, you know. But
mm-hmm.
it's definitely a strong element that reminds us of. It's very strongly identifiably. I think of Chaluga, or I think of Johnny Clegg in the chord structures and things. Is that a I mean, have you guys decided not to have a keyboard? It works and it's definitely a sound on its own, but was this a thought thing? Like, we're not going to have your typical rhythm section with piano, and we're going to keep it acoustic or keep it string-based?
At the time we started off like that, you know. Two of our bandmates can play keys, you know, like they can play pretty decently on piano keyboard. But we decided we want to keep it with strings, man. Come with something,
yeah.
Different, you know. And we had bad experiences with keys, guys.
Oh, you had bad experiences.
Oh, yo, come on.
I'm so serious, you know.
Let me see if I can reach PK again on the line.
We tried having auditions as well, and it didn't work out very well.
Yeah.
It works, though. The way it is now really works, you know, and it sets you apart.
Hello.
Can you hear us?
Hello.
Hello.
KK. KK, there's a few voices that might sound like a strange experience.
That's okay. I'm going to play one of their songs. I'm going to play Have You Heard, okay?
Hello. Please. Yo, Greg, can you hear me, Joe?
I'm going to play one of your songs.
How the muffins rule the world. How the muffins rule the world.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. That was Have You Heard from the Muffins album, Have You Heard? And I have two of the Muffins on the line from South Africa. Also, a special co-host, Kessie, from South Africa, who's a beautiful singer as well. So now, we played Ghetto in the beginning. Now, KK, that's a really heavy political song, you know. You guys talk about trying to get out of the ghetto, that you don't want your family there, you don't want your grandmother there. How can people get out of the ghetto? It's so hard. You know, is it education? Is it hustling? How do you think we can help the youth get out of the ghetto? I think KK drop. Okay, Sabiso, you're playing today.
Oh, yeah, I know. Listen, I can see how it's going to end.
So what do you think is the best key to get out of the ghetto? Is it education? Is it hustling, starting a business? What can the youth do to help get out of the ghetto?
I think the primary thing is focus. You know. Depending on where your focus is. If your focus is on a certain hustle, I mean, if your focus is on a business of a certain kind, or on education, I've come to realize that a combination of both is really, really powerful. Because it's not just about obtaining a degree or a qualification in tertiary or university or whatever, but it's about the contacts that you make. You know, the your ability to interact with people that. And traveling and getting exposed to different places, you know. I think one of the reasons why people stay in the ghetto is because they're not exposed to a different life out there. You know, all they see is what's in front of them.
Yeah.
And they don't aspire to be more than what they see, you know. So I think a broader knowledge of what happens around the world, you know, like reading more, being exposed to more media, being exposed to education, being exposed to more people, a different kind of people. That in itself, those are tools how we can fight the mentality of being in the ghetto. Because as much as we might praise the ghetto of you know, we are proud to be from there, it's not an ideal place, and the history of how ghettos were founded is not a pleasant thing.
No, even in America, you know, we have ghettos everywhere. I was in Poland. Yeah, I was in Poland. There's a ghetto in Poland. I'm in Germany. There's a ghetto in Germany. And they all look the same. They all have the same feel. So to get out of the ghetto, no matter where you are, it's really in your mind. The ghetto is in your mind.
True.
Kathy, what do you think? What's your opinion?
I wanted to add that I mean it's definitely a state of mind, and it's definitely the kind of ghetto that, you know, we've got to redefine it, because right now we do in a ghetto, for example, like Soweto or many others, there are communities of people, of educated people or entrepreneurial people who live and work within and they found a safe haven within their societies and like the small streets around them. But I mean the ghetto that I get an understanding of is the more of like the degenerate kind of space where you have to push yourself out of it for you to thrive, because mm-hmm. just maybe you're in those corners. So it needs to be maybe like we need to clarify in that space. But definitely as a move forward for the Black community in Africa as a whole, has been to move to try and either through education, therefore you're able to get a better employment, and therefore you earn better for you to afford a house across town, or being entrepreneurial and trying to be like being heavy on your hustle to make enough money to get out. But it's also you mean you can still be in the ghetto and be out of the ghetto, and I don't want to be too thick on that. Yes, it doesn't have to be. You can live. We know a lot of families who've chosen to stay in the ghetto and rather put their money across for their kids to go to university, and giving you then the chance.
Kathy, let me ask the people, though. Let's ask a little silly question here. Now, the women love you guys. You all are so handsome. You're a little young for me. You know, if I was younger, I might, come to South Africa just to say hi or something, but, seriously.
Okay.
Okay, so what do you guys, what do you look for in a woman? What are some nice qualities for a woman to have for you?
Oh, wow, that's a pretty loaded question.
Have fun.
You don't have to mention just qualities of a woman. Qualities.
For me, it's quite tough. I've got like the women in my life, like the women in my life are quite amazing. So you know, it's like what I look for in the ladies is hard, man. Like it's like my stepmom is amazing.
Hey,
my mom is amazing. My grandmother is amazing. You know, so it's a matter of I think being smart, one.
Yeah, intelligence.
Being book smart, being street smart. You know, it counts a lot. You know, we need to have the same like thought process, you know. I don't know about everything else, you know. I didn't just personally, like, I don't aspire to, like, I don't look for much, but I know it when I find it.
Okay, all right, we'll let you off the hook on that one. Let me play some.
I think it was Aaliyah who said it. Yeah.
What'd you say?
I was saying it was Aaliyah who said it, that age ain't nothing but a number, you know.
Well, maybe we'll have to talk later offline,
Sabito. Okay. Ooh, it's getting hot in there. But then, Ms. Joy, I mean, in this sector of talking about women, and I mean, there's a large fan base that is quite strongly female based. And listen to you. How are you centering that? How are you managing that situation? Because you know you and South Africa is in need of like pin-up. You know, can I just have the poster of the muffins, please? You know, or like young teenage girls. What is the age group that you seem to be attracting through your music, and how are you handling the love?
It's a different thing. It's a feeling that one can't get over. I mean, when you hear people scream your name, you know, like we've got a thing in the band, you know, like you usually see them, like when you're approaching, you know, like walking in the streets or whatever.
Yeah.
They just go, "Tell me, is it them?" You know? That's all you hear. It's them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And you're like, it's a different feeling. You know, you don't know how to react to it. Like, are you supposed to just acknowledge and walk past, or are you supposed to chat, you know, and be lovely? I think it comes with time, you know? It comes with time, and we're learning, we're absorbing it. But I don't think you're getting used to it, you know?
It's a big difference from. And what is the age group that your music is attracting?
It's varied, you know. It's varied. But I think the people that are showing it the most love, like people are our age group, and now we're getting invites from like people who were born in 95 and 96. it's scary. It's like, okay, what's going on here? You know? But it's lovely at the same time, you know.
Let me play some more music, you guys. Let me play some more music. This is from your album, Have You Heard? This is The Muffins. And this is, if I can pronounce it correctly, Kumbu Ekeya?
Kumbu Lekaya.
Kumbu Lekaya. Okay, excuse me. All right, here we go.
Beautiful song, and I understand that it means remember home. Chessie,
can you talk to us about that a little more, maybe?
Well, I wanted him to maybe help our, world audience that is having a listen to just maybe to break it down to what the song says, and then we can, because I do have a few things it raises, it touches on important issues. But yes, so please share the song.
What happened is we've got a band member who's from Zimbabwe. And with the whole political situation in Zimbabwe, the family had to leave and go seek a better future elsewhere in the world, you know.
Right.
So some family came to South Africa, some family went to England, some family went to Australia, some family went to the States. And so they scattered all over the world. You know, they're the epitome of the African diaspora, you know, just like that's who they are.
Yeah.
You know? And so it's like especially with the xenophobia that was happening in South Africa, you know, with the xenophobic attacks that were happening. It's like as South Africans, we tend to think, you know, with the whole violence, not all of us, but I mean the minority few tend to think that these refugees are in South Africa because they like it here. But sometimes circumstances forces these people to
come. They don't have a choice. I mean, and people come to immigrate.
Exactly.
They don't have a choice.
They remember.
Yeah.
It's a decision that's based on circumstance, you know. And they do remember home just as much as when you leave, you remember home, you know. And they'd like to go back home, but because of situations, it's only a hope that someday we'll be together in that place, like and how we used to be, like you know, like in the days of old.
There was a TV show I read. Chete and Sabiso. I read there was a TV show about with the same name. Is that true? It was on for a while. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's to do SABC that traces people who have long. It's as if if we use Zimbabwe then as an example, if Zimbabwe was to run a campaign where it reaching out to its people out there, so whoever was left home, requesting to make contact with that Muffin band member and the cousin who is in England and the other one who's in the East, and the program reconnects families. This one song to me speaks of the bigger, broader picture of Africa being displaced.
Ethiopia,
indeed.
Kenya,
indeed.
Mali, North Africa, you know, the Tuareg area.
Yeah.
Constantly
for sure.
And being pushed, really, being pushed out of their homes for wanting money.
But I mean, look, it's Miss Joy. There's there's a spin to it. I mean, there's the statement based on economic situations, political situations, running out, being in, you know, political asylum. However, there's another example of the statement which works to our advantage. We might be uncomfortable and find ourselves with xenophobic attacks because we're still trying to adjust to each other.
Yeah.
But there is a blueprint that took place in the 60s in Tanzania when 1964 Manyerere got his independence. And as a people with many, many tribes and all these different languages, it became rule that when you finish your high school, you couldn't study in the same town as your hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and we were all learning this new language, which was the Kiswahili language, which unified the people. So many, many, many years later, we have Swahili as one of the leading, as the African language, initiated through the Displacement Act via, but it had a bigger, broader picture. So
yeah, well,
yes, now we are.
The strength and diversity. So people, you agree in that the more diverse your skills, your talents, your knowledge are, the stronger
yes.
you will be as a person, and the stronger you will be as a community, the stronger you will be
yes.
as a nation. So there is
yes.
there is strength in that. Yeah. So
and all of us will go through the moment in that song. All of us in our displaced spaces, whether it's. For then understanding the bigger picture and growing the nation united, which I think as a philosophy, we really need to zoom into it a bit as not as such a bad thing. Because if you look at unemployment in a place with a skill set in South Africa, for instance,
mm-hmm.
and people not feeling their contribution and not being employed. But if I take the same group of people and I put them in West Africa where their skill is being used, or in East Africa or Central Africa, it builds the nation. It also creates cultural tolerance. So I'm happy that there's a song like this because it makes sense to a lot of people.
So let me ask you, you guys are being endorsed by Yamaha Music. Is that so? How did you guys get that endorsement?
It's quite funny that I remember about 2 years ago, we entered a competition, a Yamaha competition. It was called the Yamaha Young Talent Competition, and we lost. we didn't make it, you know.
Mm.
And so, but we carried on with the band. You know, we carried on. You know, we started playing and writing more songs. You know, practicing and when the deal with Yamaha came, you know, it was a matter of I mean, everything is about time. Everything happens.
Yeah.
Everything happens at an appropriate time. You know,
mm-hmm.
when and as it's happening, it will happen. You know. And it's amazing how I think that the instrument also inspires us to be more, you know, in terms of how we play. You know, there's a significant change and improvement in the way we play. The better sound quality because of, you know, the better instruments, you know.
Yeah.
So it's really exciting. I mean, it's really, really, really exciting.
Is there a certain type of guitar that you like other than Yamaha, as we may say?
If I had to choose another brand, it would have to be Fender. But for the jazz, because Fender does not make jazz guitars, you know. And I'm a jazz guitar head, you know. That's what I do. So my Yamaha is perfect for me, you know. But in terms of everything else, in terms of another type of guitar, I think a Fender would be really great. But for jazz. The SA series of the Yamaha is really, 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 really amazing.
Oh, wow.
Oh, here's a grateful guy.
Yeah. Let me just play one more song because we only have about 5 minutes left. So let me play. This is the Muffins from their album Have You Heard? And if I hope I can pronounce it correctly, Umsebenzi Wadoda.
Yes.
I'm trying.
Man's work.
Yes, you are. You are trying. You are trying.
Okay.
That's
what did you want to say to people, sir?
I was just saying that's a song that we dedicate to all the single mothers. You know, and some of our mothers as well. But three of us were raised by our mothers in the absence of our fathers,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, so that's a song, and you know, in like in reminiscence and in dedication to our beautiful, beautiful, strong mothers. You know, just today we recognize, as men, young men, we recognize and want to make change. You understand?
Okay.
And we want to say thank you for that. I think
beautiful. I heard the song, I also saw the video you guys playing around in the studio. I'm a single mom, so I know how hard it is to raise a child.
Yep.
I have friends who are single moms, and you know, you get a lot of flack from society being a single mom. And you get flack from, you know, like even your family sometimes, you know, like, how did you get in this situation, or da, da, da. You know, it's hard. It's not, you know, economically,
judgmental.
It's a lot, you know. So thank you so much to Pito. Thank you to the band for writing that song. It needs to be, you know, recognized that they are doing some good things, and you know, they need the support. You know, Tete, you want to say?
For sure. For sure. No, it's to define it as the way he puts it. I mean, a direct translation would remind me of the song that goes to the man world. You know,
yeah.
So it's man's work, you know, but then the woman has had to put that on her shoulder. This is why Sade would write a song about being the king of sorrow, because we have to field beyond the mother role. We have to double it up for the kids, for them to not feel the lack of the other. So it becomes a bit tough, but how do we? I mean, you are now products of a single mother, but how do you then, in your relationships and your family creation, then savor this? And because you are now understand the need for the man that wasn't there in your life, how do you secure it? How do you get over that? Because and it feels like a long question, but men will tell you about the difficulty of women being nagging.
How do you think we can solve the situation of single motherhood? How can, in the future, what can,
like,
be
your contribution?
I think it's a conscious decision that men have to make. You know, I think us having been in that situation, know what type of situation it is. Like, it's cons, it's pros. So we know we and mostly cons. I won't lie and say it was great or whatever. It had its ups and downs, and mostly downs.
Mm-hmm.
So things would have been much better if my dad, which I love very much, would have been around.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a conscious decision that especially males need to make, you know, and as females as well,
to make the commitment.
It's about the commitment and knowing if and being able to judge the situation. You know, is it the right time? Is it the right guy? You know, is it
mm-hmm.
the
right
one? Yeah. I think the key is that people have to take responsibility. Anytime you lay down with someone, something can happen. And then if something happens, meaning a child is born, are you ready to take care of that child? So anytime you lay down, whether you use protection or not, you know, you also have to think about HIV and AIDS. You have to think about STD, these things. So that's what you have to think about. It's not free. It's not free. It comes with consequences, you know. Relationships come with consequences. And how many, and some consequences you can't foresee. So that's, I think, the key. But we only have a couple seconds, so I want to say thank you so much to Pito for carrying the whole interview. And thank you. you so much
quite,
for
quite
my co-host. Thank you so much. And Kathisa, I'm gonna keep you up on your offer now. Don't if you see some light skinned American woman come to South Africa.
Ooh, Asian, nothing but a number. Let the muffins here today.
But thank you guys, both of you, for coming on today. I wish you much luck. Follow the Muffins on Twitter, Muffins_live. Also check out their Facebook page. Also check out Ketty on Twitter, Mina_Ketty on Twitter. She also has a Facebook page. Check her out. And follow me on Twitter, @JoyKeys. And become a fan on Facebook. Look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. Thank you both for coming on today.
Fantastic. It's been great.
Thank you, Kisa.
Thank you. All right, then.
Miss Ali,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening today. Just got off the phone with singer Ketty from South Africa and singer and musician Kathisa from The Muffins. Please check them out on Twitter. Check them out on Facebook. Buy their album. They have a DVD out now with, like, special extras added. So please support them. I'm going to be giving away a copy of their album. So you better follow @JoyKeys or become a fan on Facebook. All right. Have a wonderful morning, and stay tuned. 11 a.m. I'm going to be talking with economics professor Devin Robinson, how to become an employer. You were an employee, but now how do you become an employer? Have a wonderful Saturday.
Sometimes we march and we get tired.